Mark, we want to take a couple of minutes here today now, even though there are some areas that have already experienced some frost. Do we still need to be concerned when it comes to forages and prussic acid?
Yes. In fact, I think for the most part, most of the state, we haven't had a hard enough frost to really cause that potential yet. So I think the nights are coming up quickly soon here where that will be a definite potential if people still have some of these species growing.
So is there a greater potential this year because of the type of year we've gone through?
No, I don't think so. It's really just a frost event. There's a compound in some of these plants that normally is not toxic, but as soon as the cells are damaged in any way, and frost is the most common way that cells are damaged, the enzyme that was kept separate from this compound gets together and the reaction forms prussic acid or hydrogen cyanide, basically. So it's more the frost event. High nitrogen can make them more susceptible to this, low fertility, but I don't think the type of year we've had is going to make it any worse or better.
So is prussic acid just a result or a problem for of grazing?
Primarily, yeah, and primarily for ruminant animals, they're the most susceptible to it. They're ruminants, cattle and sheep are more susceptible than horses or swine, and it's mainly because of that cud chewing and rumen bacteria that release the cyanide from the plant tissue.
So are there things that livestock producers can do to help deal with prussic acid?
Sure. Yeah, if it's in a pasture situation, and that's where the greatest concern would be, is they shouldn't graze on, they shouldn't have cattle out on these pastures with, so the species, first of all, that are of concern are the annual grasses in the sorghum family. Johnson grass can also have prussic acid, shatter cane, choke cherry, black cherry as well. But probably the sorghum grasses are the most common that we'd be grazing. So don't graze those. Don't have cattle on them on nights when a killing frost is likely. The other thing is, if a killing frost does happen, they should wait for at least 5 to 7 days for it to dry down and those plants to start dying, and then it should be generally safe.
Do we need to be concerned about new growth?
Yes, definitely. If there's new growth might appear at the base of the plant, especially after a non-killing frost, in that case, you got to wait like 2 weeks before grazing that new growth. And in fact, you should never graze new growth of these grasses at any time of the year. It should be at least 15 to 18 inches tall. For Sudan grass and sorghum Sudan should be at least 2 feet tall before you graze, because the prussic acid is concentrated in young tissue and in leaves.
Is it possible for us to green chop?
Yes, that would reduce the risk. It can still have prussic acid, but green chopping will lower the risk for two reasons. Prussic acid is a gas, so chopping and it just a little bit of wilt time that happens with green chopping, some of the gas will be released. It also means that the feed is all chopped together, so there's no selective grazing. And stems will have less prussic acid than the leaves, so the animal will graze the whole plant, which would be more diluted with prussic acid than if they were just out in the pasture being able to pick what they want. Which brings up another point about grazing. If you're going to graze, you should stock heavy. forcing them to eat the entire plant once you do put them out on pasture.
All right. Mark, is there anything else these guys need to be thinking about this time of the year with either prussic acid or anything else from a forage standpoint?
Yeah, well, grain chopping is less of an issue, and even less than that would be making hay or silage out of it. So hay especially, it dries down and all the gas is released. And silage, if you waited, you know, for the fermentation process for 4 to 8 weeks, it should be very low content, even if it was frosted at the time that you cut. The only other issue that's not related to prussic acid is pure legume stands would be the concern right after a frost for grazing. Pure legume stands can have a higher potential for causing cattle to bloat like the morning after a frost. So that's the only other concern. And if you have a lot of grass in the stand, that wouldn't be much of a concern. But if you have a lot of clover and a lot of alfalfa, you should probably wait a few days to put them on pasture after a killing frost. And by killing frost, for those, it's like 25 to 26 degrees at night.